Thank you. Hi, my name is Dimitri. I'm working with the foundation for about 3 years. And for a long time, Ethereum testing was performed by one person, Christoph Jentsch. He initially invited me to the Ethereum Foundation, and then I continued his work. So today I will describe for you how the testing process goes in Ethereum and what we achieved for the last year since Shanghai. So what we have is a yellow paper, which is a protocol. Yellow paper describes the Ethereum protocol, but it doesn't make it easier to understand. Actually, this picture represents yellow paper really well. Nobody able to understand this, unless Vitalik maybe. And we have lots of implementation of this protocol written on different languages, different clients. And the testing problem is to make sure that every of the client is in consensus with each other, and they implemented this yellow paper rules in a way that there are no consensus issues between themselves. So to do that, we have our testing suite. Each test file is a JSON, instructions encoded in JSON file. And we could select three main types of the test. So first one is a VM test. It's basically number of instructions for EVM byte machine. It's the most simple test in the whole test suite. So if there is any developers here, you could if you're implementing EVM, you could start with VM tests. It's the most simple ones. The next is a state test. It's a bit more complex than a VM test. It has accounts, transactions, and state changes, state hashes, and so it's a bit more complex. And the most sophisticated test is a blockchain. It has actual mining difficulty and other algorithms implemented. Well, and for a long time, we required all the clients to implement a custom test tool. So they had to read these JSON files and implement this and compare the results. It was not so so good. So we use a C++ client to run a test source, which my job is to keep those sources, test sources, updated with the most recent issues discovered. And what we are trying to achieve is to create lots of different test source files describing all of the possible situations which we could get in an EVM code execution. And then C++ client executes those instructions and it creates a final test. Final test is being processed by other clients and they compare their results to the C++ clients, and that's how we see if everyone agrees with C++ client, which is like a golden standard. If there is an issue, we open a dispute and discuss whether we have to make a change in the C++ client or other clients. So we had a couple of problems. The first problem is to create an ultimate test suite which covers all of the code, all of the possible situations which we could run and possibly find all of the bugs and consensus issues. The second problem is that clients, they should execute our tests. And because before we are required to make the clients this custom tool, I had to manually ask every client developer, have you run this test? Have you updated the test repository? Is it updated? And one time I discovered that Go client wasn't running the recent test for about half of an year. And there was a hard fork already, and they still not catching up with the tests. Not to mention that I don't know the status of other clients. Okay. So how we solve those issues? To get the best code coverage, first we have a test cases list, which could be found on Google Documents. This is a manual test cases. If you came up with an idea for test case, you could manually add this to this. Also, I want to mention, if you think you know how to make a consensus issue, there is a reward for bug bounty from the foundation. If you discover a consensus issue, you could get money if you want. Okay. And so to cover even more cases, you can possibly come up with every situation, but I think it's impossible. So we did some tools that basically run random code, random even bytecode, on not really random, like fast testing is a smart random code. And this code, we hope that it will find some consensus ratio, and it did. Another approach will be to use a fancy tool that will analyze a source of a client and then run different bytecode executions and maybe some fancy algorithms, and will produce a very, very good test. Okay, to solve the next issue with the clients being updated, last year I mentioned that we have a Hive tool in development, and now it's live and working. Now we no longer require every client to implement their custom test tool. They just need to provide a client and an RPC interface. And then any client could be integrated in a Hive tool, and this Hive tool performs a test execution automatically, and we have a results. You could see on a Hive stats page the results of all the test execution on every client. Also, clients have continuous integration builds in a GitHub. Each commit executes this continuous integration test in a GitHub, which synced with our test repo, Ethereum tests. And I still personally do ask people on Skype or other channels whether they performed most recent test executions. Another field of work, which was performed by Casey, he did standardization of EVM logs. And by doing this, we could now compare that not only we have the same hash after the test execution, but the way we get to that hash is exactly the same on every client. And for the past year, we added some debugging for the test aid tool, which I'm a developer of. And this is basically a whole new field of work with those traces for VM and better debugging. Okay, and another update for this year will be my personal fork coverage. By fork, I mean Ethereum has certain hard fork points like Homestead and other proposals, which we actually don't have a consensus about naming those forks. I called like EAP 158 and others called some kind of superior dragons. And those points means that from this particular block, the protocol has changed, and we have to test that all the changes and all of the clients implemented correctly. But we have a test cases, and there I had manually to copy all of the test cases for each hard fork. And I came up with an idea of a general test format. So now I describe one single test case, and then C++ converts this test and executes on every fork and produces a couple of output final tests, which actually a result of this particular test cases on every fork. That is what I call general tests. And for the past year, I realized state test, which is now general. Every state test is being executed on every fork, and in future, all of the test cases that we have will be executed. I just have to run one comment, and all of the test cases will be generated on the recent forks. Same with blockchain tests, and next will be the transaction test. Um, Also, thanks to Yoichi, he did awesome documentation about how he learned, because he has joined us this year. He created a documentation of his steps when he was learning the process of test generating the test, and he created this documentation. If you're interested in running the test execution yourself, or if you're a developer and you need to know how this works, there is now updated documentation. You could take the picture of the links. And you could see that now our testing team is not a single person. We have like lots of people joining, and most of them joined us this year. So special thanks to all of them working together on tests. Okay. We still have time for questions. Okay. Yep. Yeah, not all of the tests are running on the Hive, unfortunately. So general state tests are being converted in a blockchain test. This is another update. So I just run a command, and all of the general state tests being converted blockchain tests, which then will be run on Hive.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Dimitri. Okay.